This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. CPN-UML Senior Vice Chairperson Iswar Pokhrel says UML not in favor of electoral alliance. 8 workers injured as under construction bridge collapse in Sangza and Pakistan court to decide Prime Minister Imran Khan's fate. Now the news in detail. A writ petition against the decision to recommend promotion to the post of Additional Inspector General of Police AIG has been dropped from the list. The writ petition, which was scheduled to be heard in a single sitting of Justice Kumar Rigmi, is on the list of not to be seen today. The writ petition, which was fixed for hearing in the bench of Judge Rigmi, was also on the list not to be seen yesterday. Deputy Inspector General's Iswar Babu Karki, Ghanasyam Aryal and Prakash Karki had filed a writ petition in the Supreme Court against the promotion recommendation for the post of Additional Inspector General of Police. Before going to the Supreme Court, they had lodged a complaint with the hearing committee against the promotion recommendation. The committee had ruled that there was no excuse for the decision to promote. CPN-UML Senior Vice Chairperson Iswar Pokhrel has said that the UML was not in favour of forging a coalition with any party in elections. Addressing a press conference organised today by the Press Saudari Nepal Chitwan, Vice Chairperson Pokhrel said there may be an agreement at the local level as per need. He said there might be a local adjustment as per need, which he said is an old practice for the party. He said the party would try to emerge victorious in the elections with the help of their good activities done in the past and their commitments to development activities. He also criticized the Election Commission for changing the colors of ballot papers for the 13th of May local election without consultations with political parties. 8 workers have been injured when a bridge under construction connecting Thapakot municipality of Sangja and Rampur municipality of Palpa collapsed. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rajendra Prasad Adhikari said the workers were injured when a concrete bridge over the Kali Gandaki River connecting Damachaur of Sangja and Rampur of Palpa at Thapakot 8 collapsed. Among the injured, Ram Nivas Kumar Patel and Dhananjay Thakur are in critical condition. 2 critically injured people are receiving treatment at Lumbini Medical College and Teaching Hospital. A man died in a tiger attack at Chitwan National Park. The deceased has been identified as Suresh Bika of Madi Municipality 9, Bandar Jhula. The tiger had bounced on a BK at Chitwan National Park's Dovan Buffer Community Forest of Bharatpur Metropolis 23 on Sunday evening. Information officer Tiwari further said that the tiger had attacked Bika while he was on the way to collect grass. Bika died on the spot in the tiger's attack. According to Chitwan National Park sources, Bika's dead body was found in nearby Hariyali Community Forest. Locals have no bound of happiness now with the smooth operation of the Jayanagar-Kurtha rail service. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi jointly inaugurated the railway service from New Delhi on Saturday. Director General of Nepal Railway Company Niranjan Jha said the rail that reached Janakpur from Jayanagar through Kurtha on the first day since its opening was packed with passengers on both ordinary and AC seats. He further said the railway service is smooth and regular on its scheduled time. As per the timetable, the rail leaves from Jayanagar at 8:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. while another rail leaves from Kurtha at 10:30 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said brief rain thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places in the hilly region of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Sri Lanka's cabinet ministers have resigned in mass after protests over the government's handling of the worst economic crisis in decades. All 26 ministers submitted letters of resignation, but not Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa or his brother, President Gotabaya Rajapaksa. Many angry protesters demanding the resignation of the Rajapaksa family say the move is meaningless. On Sunday, many defied a curfew to take the streets in several cities. It is caused in part by a lack of foreign currency, which is used to pay for fuel imports. With power cuts lasting half a day or more and shortages of food, medicines and fuel, public anger has reached a new high. Education Minister said on Sunday that the cabinet ministers had tendered their resignation letters to the Prime Minister. The shooting took place at around 2 near the junction of Tent Street and Key Street in an area that lays to the Golden One Center, where the Skaramaton Kings play basketball. It is also on a few streets from the state capitol building. Pamela Harris said her daughter called her at 2:15 to say that her 38-year-old son had been shot and killed outside a nightclub. The incident is thought in to inflame the ongoing debate about gun violence and the prevalence of lethal weapons in U.S. society. Mayor tweeted that the numbers of dead and wounded were difficult to comprehend. Pakistan's Supreme Court is expected to decide the fate of embattled Prime Minister Imran Khan following a day of political turmoil. Khan has faced an attempt to oust him from office in recent days. But in a move that has roiled the country, members of Khan's party on Sunday blocked a vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister and dissolved Parliament. Khan had claimed the vote was part of a US-led conspiracy to remove him, but the U.S. has denied this. Furious opposition politicians have now filed a petition to the Supreme Court to rule on whether the move to block the vote was constitutional. The court is expected to decide by the end of Monday. Khan was widely regarded as having come to power with the help of Pakistan's army, but they have since fallen out, according to observers. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. CPNUML Senior Vice Chairperson Isso Pokhrel says UML not in favor of electoral alliance. 8 workers injured as on a construction bridge collapse in Sangja and Pakistan court to decide Prime Minister Imran Khan's fate. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.